Hello. Thank you, Madam Chair. Oh. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay. Sorry. Tanse Marissa Nisiniga Sun, Manitua Pau Ojanina, Winnipeg Niwigan Egwa, Misipawistic, Nidi Pendigosin. My name is Marissa Moore, and I'm a Two-Spirit Indigenous youth from the Nehina, Anishinaabe, and Métis nations of Turtle Island, or colonially known as North America. I address you here today as a voluntary fund grantee and a member of the Provisional Global 2SIQTIP Caucus. I wish to congratulate you on your appointment and also express my gratitude to the UN MRIP for including item 8 titled The Impact of the Legacies of Colonialism on the Rights of LGBTQIA+ Members of Indigenous Peoples during the 16th session. When the Provisional Global Indigenous 2SLGBTQI Caucus was formed during the 23rd session of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, we presented the following recommendations, which have since been endorsed by 12 NGO and grassroots 2SIQTIP organizations across Canada and the United States. One, the formal recognition of the Global 2SIQTIP Caucus to follow the same internal structure as others with representation from the 7 sociocultural regions. Two, an international study on the state of 2SIQTIP. And three, calling on member states to protect and uphold our inherent rights and self-determination as 2SIQTIP, as recognized in the ICCPR Article 1. At this time, I would like to recall the rights of UNDRIP in Articles 2 and 8, respectively, which affirm that Indigenous peoples, including 2SIQTIP, are one, free and equal to all other peoples and have the right to be free from any kind of discrimination in the exercise of their rights. This includes the right to express themselves based on their Indigenous origin and identity, and two, have the right to not be subjected to forced assimilation or destruction of culture. This includes the criminalization, violence, and discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics. In the implementation of these declarations, states must take measures to ensure that 2SIQTIP enjoy the full protections against all forms of violence and discrimination, and to prevent any action which has the aim or effect of depriving 2SIQTIP of their integrity as distinct peoples or of their cultural values or ethnic identities. 2SIQTIP have been here since time immemorial, and that is shown in our traditional languages, cultures, and ways of knowing and being. In closing, our goal is to collectively advance the rights of 2SIQTIP and ensure that we leave no Indigenous peoples behind as we move forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.